A couple years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court cleared the way for states beyond Nevada to have sports betting. Oregon dove in last year. Idaho, Washington, and California held back, but now Washington state lawmakers are taking a hard look at legalizing sports betting. Correspondent Tom Bonsi begins our story at a tribal casino in Lincoln City, Oregon.
Since last August, visitors to the Oregon coast have been able to bet on a wide range of college and professional sports.
Well, I've always wanted to play, and now it's legal, so it's good.
I met Greg Scheller of Salem at the Siletz Tribe's Chinook Winds Casino. We're in a former poker room that's been converted into a Vegas-style sports book with lounge tables, 15 TVs tuned to different games, and a teller counter where attendants can explain sports betting to a newbie like me. But here we go, March Madness.
So we get our sheet, we'd find Gonzaga.
And they should be at the top.
Yeah.
The casino's Matt Pond helps me place a bet on the eventual NCAA basketball champion.
On the sheet, Gonzaga is 8-1 to win.
Okay, so if I bet $5 of the company dime,
so you would win.
Hopefully management doesn't hear this.
You'd win 8 times that for $40, plus you would get your bet back, so 45 total.
Oh, okay, I'll take that odds. So there I've done it, taken part in a fast-growing sector of the gambling industry.
All right, here's your ticket, $5. Good luck, sir.
Sports betting is set to expand more in Oregon later this year with at least a couple more tribal casinos. And then there's the Oregon Lottery. It plans to introduce sports betting kiosks in bars and retailers. This will broaden the reach of the lottery's relatively new smartphone sports betting app. Sports wagers become illegal as soon as you cross the state line into Washington, Idaho, or California. But that doesn't mean fans in those states are sitting on their money. Republican State Senator Curtis King of Yakima says black market bookies and offshore casino websites are taking bets from Washingtonians.
Sports wagering is going on in this state right now, and it's not controlled, and we need to develop a system by where it is controlled.
King sponsors one of the four separate proposals in the Washington legislature to legalize sports betting to a greater or lesser degree. King's measure would allow sports betting in tribal casinos, at horse racing tracks, and in non-tribal card rooms, also known as mini casinos. The state of Washington would get a cut of the off-reservation revenue. A company that owns 19 neighborhood card rooms put muscle behind this proposal. Vicki Christofferson lobbies for Maverick Gaming.
All communities should benefit from this. We're seeing across the nation the legalization of sports betting and the tax revenue that can come with that. The state can realize revenue as well as our partners in the tribes and in Indian country.
A competing measure, and the prevailing one at the moment in the Washington legislature, would leave out operators like Maverick and allow sports betting only in tribal casinos. Puyallup Tribal Chairman David Bean testified in favor of having limited availability, by the way, much more limited than in Oregon.
One thing that we do not want to see, we do not want our children having access to mobile, online mobile gaming. We don't want our college students subjected to that type of pressure or that type of access, anything that would distract them from learning.
It's difficult to handicap the odds for whether Washington State will join Oregon and the 19 other states with sports betting. The initial committee votes in Olympia have been favorable, but there's not much time on the shot clock in this year's short legislative session. Any proposal to expand gambling needs to pass with a 60% supermajority in both houses of the Washington legislature, according to the state constitution. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.